There is one amal, one action. And this is a very great action, a very great amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this amal azeem for this reason, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a lot of ajr on this action. As I say regularly, that Allah ta'ala has prepared many different types of amal for a person to attain Jannah. And the levels, higher levels in paradise. And these are excuses and opportunities for us to get forgiveness and Jannah. And this is such an action, that upon this action, or upon implementing this action, the result is a lot of ajr, lot of reward. And we have the opportunity always, we are in the opportunity, or we have the chance to implement this action. Many, many chances come our way to practice this action. And that is very easy, it's simple. And the ajr of this is so much, and you can just take the example here, and the rest is more if we go into that. If a person practices this amal and Allah Ta'ala accepts it, then the thawab that is being mentioned in hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim is that the thawab, the reward, is equivalent to half of iman, nisf of iman, half. And if a person has yaqeen on this, then he'll get totally iman. So what is this action? On every footstep in life, we have a chance to implement this action. Allah has given us the chance to the man, to the woman, to every person of understanding who is seeking the opportunity. Allah gives a chance that we can implement this action. But we don't pay attention to this, we don't focus on this, we don't think about this. And this is a great amal, famous amal. We know about this amal, but I'm just reminding us, you, because we know what this is. And that amal, my friends, is sabr. To have sabr. So we know how important and great is sabr. And this is such an amal. This amal is connected to our batin, to our inner self, our soul. Yeah? So this amal is not to be done by the hand, by the nose, by the body. It has to be implemented by the heart, the inner state. So this action always is present in our lives, wherever we are, wherever we go, whatever we're doing. And a person can attain half of iman if the person is demonstrating sabr. A person has the opportunity to demonstrate sabr. And the hadith of Sahih Bukhari Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that you will get the total reward for this. And this is all we want, isn't it? All day long we're trying our best, isn't it, to get iman, strengthen iman. And Allah Ta'ala has given the reward of half of iman for this deed. So why don't we have sabr? Let's come towards this amal. Let's make niyyah today that we're getting half of iman. That's enough for us. So after today, what will we do? We will exercise sabr. Yeah? And make a solid promise, pact with yourself, that I will do this sabr. Now what is sabr? Obviously we need to understand what is sabr, how it comes about, the opportunity, what do we have to do to demonstrate. If all the time we say, oh, I have sabr, oh, I have sabr. But the person who's saying sabr and the person who's listening both don't know what it means. There are four categories of sabr implementation. How many? Four. Four categories. And the highest grade of sabr, the highest grade, is a very great rank indeed, stage indeed. And the sabr al-at'at, this is. And how does a person achieve this? When does that person become the sabir of the highest grade? How should that person practice actions so that he can be the person who is exercising sabr on the highest level? For this, the pious predecessors, the respected honorable scholars, have stated that when an individual hears or knows about a hukum of Allah, when the hukum of Allah, when the order of Allah comes on a person, or is lazim on a person, or is necessary for a person, then that hukam, that person needs to control his desires, his circumstances, has to overcome all the obstacles and the paths that are crossing him, that are restrictions, and needs to drop the walls and the barriers, and with total energy and passion The person has to overcome the issues, the restrictions, the obstacles, the hurdles, and he or she implements the hukam, the order of Allah, then that person is the sabir. Subhanallah. So whenever an order of Allah comes, what is Allah's hukam? What does this mean? Obviously, there are many hukams that are lazim on us. Jibreel alayhi salam is not going to come. The Quran tells us, isn't it? Or the hadith tell us. And these two sources of knowledge give us the orders. That whenever the order of Allah comes via the Quranic verses or via the hadith, that do this, A, B, C, D. And then when we want to practice them, but there are restrictions or desires or attractions or our business or our shops or our mal or wealth. And there are things that seemingly prevent us from implementing action. It becomes difficult to leave those worldly things and to implement Allah's order. This is what's happening in dunya, isn't it? But alhamdulillah, those insan, those individuals who take the priority on Allah Ta'ala's order and put everything else to the back, then they implement Allah Ta'ala's order. Then Allah says, this person is a sabir and this person is a person of patience. Sabr. And this is then attaining half of iman. Allah Ta'ala's hukam is coming. If Allah Ta'ala orders, do it. Implement that action. In the same way, there are many orders or you can say instructions for doing things. Allah Ta'ala says, pray salah. How many people don't go to the masjid to pray Fajr salah? Do they go? They don't go. Who's given this hukam? The government isn't given this order, is it? Who's given this order? Allah is given this order. And who gives the order to come to Dhuhr? Who gives the order to come to Asr? Yes, we're sat at home. We don't go to the whole household is sleeping. Yes, and look how much connection do we have. Allah has given rizq, his rahmah, mercy. We want difficulties to go far, no problems. We want ease, comfort, luxuries. And now, if we compare this to one order of Allah, to reject one order of Allah, and to put your nafs in front of this, that person's a mushrik. That person has done shirkun nafs, where he is putting the idol, the partner of the nafs, in front of Allah's order. How a person diverts so far away and drowns and falls into deception. Oh, I prayed Dhuhr. Oh, I prayed Maghrib. Allah Ta'ala didn't say this. Allah's hukam is morning. Morning. Allah says, I give you an instruction, an order. And you don't follow that order, then you come out of that kitab instruction. For example, Allah gives the example of salah. And the whole life is like this, morning to the evening. How many ahkams of Allah are incumbent upon us? How many orders of Allah are lazim upon us from morning till evening and from evening till morning? But we don't listen. We do what we feel like. But the deen doesn't go in parallel with what we feel like, does it? This is not deen. This is not iman. This is not Islam. So then, Allah Ta'ala says that if I give an order of a different category, which is to refrain from actions. Who gives this order? Who? Allah gives this order via, again, the Quranic verses that don't do these actions A, B, C, D, E. Continue. Every Muslim knows what is haram, what is halal, what is permissible, but we have counted on our fingers the actions that we want to do, and the rest for us are strangers. For example, if we can't go to the pub, or if I can't wander around with a female, people in the world will see me. And I'm not only not doing the sin because people will see me. It's not khawf of Allah. That if I was to have an opportunity, I was to commit all the sins, I would commit all the sins. That the disobedient individual, very easily shaitan makes him slip. Those actions that we think are hard and we're scared of the people in the world. If I do this, what will people say? They'll see me. Then what do we do? We've made a list of those actions, we put them on our hands, and we don't know the rest of the orders that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. First order A, order type A, is do this, do these actions, hukam. And order type B is to refrain from certain actions. Allah Ta'ala says that a person who crushes his desires, so when Allah Ta'ala orders us to do things, and we break down the barriers and we do those actions, we get the reward. If Allah says, don't look at these things, don't do this action. And then, who is saying this? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Allah says, you are those of belief. Iman, I'm telling you, Allah Ta'ala says. I'm telling you. And if you, the believers, become like this, that you put your fingers in your ears and you block your ears and don't listen, then who will listen? The others, they say they don't believe. Fair enough. They don't believe. They don't want to practice. But those who say they believe, they have iman. Allah says, why have you put your fingers in your ears and blocked your ears? That such a big reward there is for that person who practices on Allah's order. And these are the walis of Allah. Not a wali Allah, we have four tasbihs, and I've done these actions, and I'm a wali. No, this is the definition of the awli Allah. The sign of the wali Allah is mentioned by the Quran, is that individual who doesn't allow his desires to overwhelm him in front of Allah's orders. So if Allah orders category B, don't do these actions, and there are many restrictions, there are attractions, there's, for example, last example, we say, no, this is Allah's order, I don't accept this. You come home, and your wife, children, others, they say, come on, they invite you to say, no, this is Allah's order. Your nafs itself will say, remember, they say, it's never occurred that, for example, a person says, oh, I don't feel like sinning. Even from the greatest wali, Allah Ta'ala has put the nafs and shaitan also, that attract that person, the wali of Allah. And also the wali of Allah looks towards women. He has shahawat, he has lust and desires and passion. Everything is present. But the friend of Allah, he has become for this reason, because he has done sabr. Yes, don't think that the wali of Allah is useless, he doesn't have passion, he's not a man or etc. No, they are human beings. And they have to fight their desires. And they fight this, or they've broken their desires. They say, Allah's order is this. They don't do these actions. So I've left these actions. I don't do these actions. So when these two actions are implemented by a person, Allah Ta'ala says that what does that person become then? He becomes a sabir. And he's including the sabirin. Allah Ta'ala mentions the many verses Allah has revealed in the Quran. Allah says, the sabir, they will enter into paradise without any reckoning, without any accounts. What a great opportunity. Allah Ta'ala has given us many opportunities. In this world, people are dying. They're being buried in graveyards. We see people dying. We've never thought that how much did this person earn before this person went to the grave? What was the wealth in this person's hand? Yes, if we learn from this, then we won't regret. But we're just stepping the line, oh, I'm waiting for death, so I die when I go. Look at this complex, this thought, that what a great chance we've got now in our lives, that if a little bit we pull ourselves together, little bit we pull ourselves together. In other words, the hukum of Allah is that we have to practice. That's it. So what a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given. Tell me, Allah Ta'ala is including that person in the list of the sabireen. A great maqam Allah Ta'ala has given. And then there's another life that we follow our nafs and desires. We've lived it and we're still living it. That we are destroying our lives just because we're following our desires. This is the deen. This is the deen that we have to learn. We sit everywhere to learn the deen, the principles of the deen. We go, we sit and we listen. But we hear these announcements, and we hear and learn the knowledge from all different directions. And wherever we sit and listen about the deen, we will hear the same principles, the same lessons, but we don't want to practice. We are so unfortunate. So let's make a pact today that when Allah Ta'ala orders us to do something or to refrain from something, and we sit down and say, I'm not in the mood, I don't want to listen, then remember, we are rejecting a big reward. That if I was to stand up today and do this action, I'd become a sabir. If I was to reject and not listen, then I'll be ungrateful and I have no status in front of Allah. And Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala says that half of Iman you will earn at that time if you follow Allah Ta'ala's orders. Allah says, I give you a guarantee. Nisful Iman, Nisful Iman. And then another example of sabr. So one was sabr al-ta'ad, and one is sabr al-masahid. Allah Ta'ala has given great opportunities, as Allah Ta'ala has prepared so that we can exercise sabr. Now this is ajeeb. Now some people are very stubborn, like myself for example, that you keep on explaining, telling them, but their hairs don't stand on end. We don't want to pray salah, we don't want to leave the sins. We come, we listen, we hear. But no, I just don't want to practice. I just don't want to know. And Allah Ta'ala has prepared for those people as well. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah is Rahim, our Mawla, our Lord. He is merciful, most merciful. In homes, there's sadness, there's no salah, no prayer, no deen. Child's doing something, wife's doing something else. No, everybody's in the opposite side to deen. There's no Islam, no mu'min. Sometimes practice, sometimes don't practice, sometimes accept, sometimes reject. Ajeeb scenario in the dunya. Ajeeb scenario. We don't know what somebody's doing, what's the son doing, what's the daughter doing, what's the husband doing, what's the wife doing. and somebody's praying Salah, one person, member of the family is praying Salah, the other member is not praying Salah. No system, no framework, no deen. Deen is such a great system. Deen has such symmetry and such balance that you can see the whole household practicing. When it's Salah time, everyone you'll see is praying Salah. When it's time to fast, everyone will be fasting. Whenever there's an order coming at any time, any part of the day or the week or the month or the year, then you'll see in the household, people are practicing. They're following that order. But others, at Salah time, someone's eating. Where's that person gone? Oh, he's gone somewhere else. Etc. So in this life, we don't know about haram or halal or greed of the world. We don't know that what am I doing? I'm following my deen. And sometimes I pray Salah, sometimes I leave, or sometimes I practice. There's no system. How am I going to make my Lord happy with me? How do I please my Lord? We're just sitting there, totally wasteful spending of life. So there's a hadith narrated in Ahmad, in a Musnad of Ahmad, there's a hadith about such people like me, who are immersed in the sins, occupied in sins. Allah says, I swear by my izzah, by my jalal, Allah Rabbi Kareem, Allah Azza wa Jalla speaking, Allah says, I swear by my izzah and by my jalal, that when I see a person who is drowning in sin, consume all time is consumed in sin, they don't listen, he or she doesn't listen, then such sinners, sinful people, Allah says, I want that when that person comes to me on the Day of Judgment, I purify them and send them to paradise. So Allah Ta'ala says, what do I prepare for such people? Allah Ta'ala says, what is the preparation? Allah Ta'ala says, that I send masahib on those people then. I send problems to those people, issues to those people, illnesses. I send difficulties. I send depression. I send different types of worries. Their health goes downhill. Their business comes to a standstill. I take things back from those people. I give them desperate scenario. And then they become scared. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. For what reason? Allah Ta'ala says that I want to purify them. I want to bring them back to me purified. Why? And so Allah Ta'ala says, I'm preparing for the sinful people. That when difficulty comes to these people, problems and issues and difficulties, then what does this mean? Allah Ta'ala is explaining. The meaning of this is nothing. I don't want to give pain to the people of Iman. You are the people of Iman, the Ummati Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah says, even now I love you, O sinful person. And these problems and difficulties and issues that I'm still giving to you, Allah says, behind this there's a secret. Subhanallah. The ni'mah apparently is a ni'mah of Allah. A ni'mah, when you see difficulties apparently, that's a ni'mah. And when you see enjoyment, then apparently that is a punishment. So problems, difficulties and illness, these are ni'mahs for us. That we don't know that my leaving one salah, my one disobedience to Allah that I'm doing in my life, and I'm totally at loss. That such big sins that result in big punishment of Jahannam when I pass away. I cannot understand that where have I reached, where have I arrived in my life, that how will I be able to bear the pain of the grave? How will I come away from the adab of the qabr, of the grave? Allah says, you are lost in the world. Allah says, I've created such an opportunity for a person that he can become a sabir. So now let's hear the method of how to become a sabir. What should this individual do? Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is especially for us, for me, because we're stuck in this, aren't we? We're stuck. That when a person falls into difficulty, problems, worries, depression, a person shouldn't start to think, oh, what's happened here? Why to me? Etc. And then on top of that, those difficulties, the problems, the depression, etc. We take those problems and we run with those problems and we try to solve them with our own hands. Because we need to understand we can't do this. For that Allah Ta'ala, the supreme power of the universe, He has sent us this problem. And until and unless Allah Ta'ala doesn't remove that problem, no one in the whole world can make a difference. If the whole world stands to one side, Allah Ta'ala says, I've sent you this circumstance as a punishment, as a problem, as a worry, as a difficulty. You can go and try your best and get the people of the world together. Nobody can change this result except when Allah Ta'ala desires, then that condition will change. Remember this point. Remember that instead of trying your hardest to solve the problem and using means that are not necessary or not allowed, that we do this regularly, don't we? So when people like me, sinful people with difficulties come, then to take out such tarqib, such methods that will take us more towards sin. To solve the first sin, we make a method of more sin. Let's go to the magician, black magic master, exorcist, etc. Then shaitan drags us even more. Let's say, no, understand that I'm not pestering you, I'm not giving you problems, oh foolish person. I'm trying to remind you that who is who. Save yourself from the sin. You should appreciate Allah Ta'ala says this difficulty of giving you this problem, this disaster, this calamity that's come your way. Appreciate it. Become aware of it. That what's going on here? Where's this come from? Can anyone give me difficulty apart from Allah? Can anyone give me a challenge apart from Allah? Apart from Allah, can anyone give me a pester me, give me difficulty or calamity or disaster? So Allah Ta'ala says that all good and bad is in my hands, in my control. I give to who I want when I want. So this problem I've given to you, Allah says, I am the one who sent you the difficulties. So there's one way to take the solution to this, rather than take the problems in your own hand, try to fix them according to your desire. This is first step to solve your problems is recognize Allah, your Rabb, and accept that Allah Ta'ala is the one who sent me this issue, and Allah will solve it as well. Then be lost in your direction of life, which is the normal direction of life, and Allah Ta'ala will solve the problem. Subhanallah. So this is a very big lesson, that whenever we get stuck in a problem, difficulties come, worries come, then first look at your hal, that I was deserving of this. I deserve all of this. So now, what do we say? That this is a punishment. Then when does Allah Ta'ala give a punishment to anyone? Allah Ta'ala takes the moment to the end point. This is not a punishment. No, listen, this is not a punishment. Punishment is about to come. It will come further ahead. If you don't understand these points, my messages, then the punishment will come, and Allah says, then you will see that what is that punishment. You won't be able to do sabr at that time. So Allah Ta'ala says, you won't be able to understand or think what is sabr. What is the punishment for the sin at that time? So Allah Ta'ala says, I will make disfigure the people, I'll burn them in the fire of Jahannam. And Allah says, it's my rahmah, my mercy that I'm giving to you on an opportunity. Allah says, don't speak against me, don't speak nonsense against the deen. Oh, my Rabb has done this, oh Allah has done this, oh this has happened to me. Then Allah says, don't send all your complaints to me, oh foolish person. Understand your situation and circumstances of life, that this is the result of my rahmah. Allah Ta'ala says, first thing you do is this, that understand that my Rabb is unhappy with me because I used to commit sins, my life was a waste. What is our situation? That what is the issue? Allah Ta'ala says that one salah, to leave one salah, it's as if your whole family, you've lost your family. And here we've lost so much more we cannot imagine. Because we've left salah. This is our hal. This is our condition, situation. So here we need to observe and exercise sabr. So what should a person do when he has a problem, difficulty? Allah says number one, first thing. First point, which is what? Allah Ta'ala says, return to me. Turn back to me. And straight away at that time understand that Allah Ta'ala is giving me a chance, otherwise I'll be destroyed forever. Either I please Allah or I please my nafs. Straight away do tawbah from your sin and change your life straight away at that time, your condition. Straight away. Totally turn back to me, Allah Ta'ala says. Totally turn back to me and the whole map and sketch of your life will change. Allah says, you are alive, I'm still giving you a chance. Do tawbah straight away and return back to me that after today I will not leave salah. After today I won't consume haram. That's it. I've understood what's the objective of life. Allah Ta'ala says, that when you, Allah says, will you do tawbah? Allah says, I won't look at your sins. Even in this situation that when I have sent you into adab, and Allah says, if you do tawbah now, straight away your Rabb will say, go, I have forgiven you. Subhanallah. Allah says, that it doesn't take long for me to forgive people. Does it take long? Allah says, your death could come quicker. It could come quicker. Allah says, that what can I do? That Allah says, I save you from the future sins. So what's the point? What should that person do? When such a situation arises, illness, problems, difficulties, business is going downhill, collapsing. Don't waste time. Go straight to Allah. Present yourself to Allah. Do true, honest tawbah and say, Allah, that I will not spend my life away from your hukum. I will put my whole life into your service, O Allah. So this is the first thing, do tawbah. Step number one. Allah Ta'ala says, I will forgive you. I will eliminate your sins. Subhanallah. That's it. So when Allah Ta'ala forgives, then that person has changed his life. Then Allah Ta'ala says that yaqeen, in Allah Ta'ala says your yaqeen will increase. As soon as you have done tawbah and you leave the sin, Allah says just this action itself, because you did sabr at this time, so you're included amongst the sabir, and your daraja, your rank is what? the same daraja that the Quran has told us that you will rise with the sabireen. You were a sinner. You were sinful. You did tawbah and you'll be included amongst the sabireen. And Allah Ta'ala says that you also attain the rada of Allah. So you don't just look at this now, that I did tawbah because this problem should go away or my business can be revived. Don't do the tawbah for this reason. You do tawbah for the akhirah. After that, even after this, if we've lost everything and our situation, because it's me. Because subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala says that you have become a jannati at that time and your adab has been reduced and eliminated. Allah Ta'ala says that if that person is still present in the world, then straight away understand that Allah Ta'ala's rada has not come to me and this job, this duty of mine is better and I need to accept this situation. My Rabb desires, wants me to be in this situation in fikr or problem or difficulty. Allah Ta'ala says, I make you satisfied upon your circumstances. If it was not good for you, Allah says, then I will remove that circumstance from your life. SubhanAllah. So if it's better for you, then I will keep you steadfast on that maqam, Allah says. But you will not get any pain because Allah says the pain from your heart will come out. And in return for that, Allah says, I'll give you great ni'm al-badr, great rewards for exercising sabr. This sabr. So if I say, oh, I did tawbah for this reason, so I can get more luxuries in the world, and I'm not getting something, I did tawbah because I want my affairs to become easy. Allah says, don't bargain with me. Don't bargain with me. Tawbah means that after sinning, when we do tawbah, that Allah Ta'ala have changed my life for the better. And this means that Allah, I need to make you razi with me, pleased with me. That I've forgotten my days of old, I've done tawbah and I've got a jolt suddenly from you. Allah, you reminded me, my problems, difficulties, let them stay. I'm not worried about them, not concerned about them. So Allah Ta'ala gives the answer. That I will give you such compensation, ni'm al-badr, for the sake that you left the sin, and then you'll understand that this is the reward I'm getting in return for this. Allah says that the dirty, impure things were not good for you, so I'll give you something which is better for you, better for you. Ni'm al-badr, Allah says, I will give you compensation. I will make up for your loss. So this is ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality, in the form of the problem, the difficulty. What does it make a person? Makes him a sabir. Yes, so these are 3 points. And the fourth point. Okay, fair enough. The person doesn't sin. He is pious, salih, and his life is going to shara, sharia and sunnah, mashallah, he's done tawbah, he's got everything. So why does that problem have difficulties and problems then? Why? Why do suddenly problems come on his head and he's worried and the hal is in fikr and faqa and poverty, inside the home there's illness, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, hey, this is circumstance that I've given to you. So then the answer comes from Allah that these are my mahbubeen. These are my mahbubeen. For them, Allah Ta'ala says that I want to give them the daraja in Jannah. And it's not just their ibadah. There's a little bit of an example. Allah says that I will give you a test and send you to that maqam. Allahu Akbar. Do you understand what I'm saying now? That Allah Ta'ala says, I have to give you the highest level. But you don't have that much lifespan. That you can spend so much, you don't have time, that you can do ibadah. And daraja of Jannah is very high indeed that I've written, Allah Ta'ala says. So Allah says, what do I do? I'll give you a tariqah, the method that I send you into problems. Already, the person who is immersed or living the life of tests and trials already is a sabir. So he's already aware of that circumstance. And he's already on that maqam, alhamdulillah. It's not difficult for the sabir to persevere more in difficulty. I remember an event now. Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, stated that in Deoband there was an elder, a great elder, and his name has come out of my mind at the moment. He was a great personality, great pious elder. And many people used to love him and recognize him in his generation. But he had a great kamal and a great rank and status. So what happened is that he suddenly one day fell ill. And he became very ill. And then, as I said, I went to see him, to visit him. And he was very ill at that time. I said, Hazrat, how are you? This is Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Ramadhu, who said, I went to meet Hazrat. He said, Hazrat, how are you feeling? He said, Alhamdulillah, everything's fine. My breathing's fine. My legs are fine. My eyes are fine. I've eaten food and my stomach is digesting food. And then he started to praise all of Allah's names. Then he said, at the end, I've just got a little bit of a fever. And then he said, I started to cry, Subhanallah. These are the walis of Allah who have recognized Allah in reality. They've recognized Allah. Me and you, first we say, oh, I'm finished now. I've lost out. I'm taking antidepressants. Why did Allah Ta'ala have to punish me? Why is it me all the time? Thousands of excuses, etc. And we make, Allah Ta'ala, we don't look at Allah Ta'ala's ni'mah. Allah Ta'ala's reward for us. That in if my business £5 reduces in transactions, I start to complain, my car stood there, and I want to eat food and chickens all day long. But how has this happened to me? How can my turnover have gone down? My net income go down? Isn't this the case? And on the other side, Allah Ta'ala says that 1.5 months he was in a bad position. He couldn't get up from his bed. And this is the shan of the walis of Allah. He was still doing dhikr and he knew, he realized that all of this is for what? So that I can get to the darajat that Allah Ta'ala has promised me about. They had yaqeen in these things. Yaqeen, certainty. He said, I cried so much, as the Mufti Shafi Sahib said, I cried so much, and I was asked, why are you crying? He said, I just sit there, I was crying. Tears can come into the eyes when we hear such matters. Subhanallah. He said, approximately 15 minutes he praised Allah and I couldn't get a word in. And he said that, Subhanallah, what can I say with my eyes? I asked those people who don't know, he said, look Mufti, that I can walk, I have legs and I can stand up myself, my hand is moving. And see that I can do everything. Allah Ta'ala has given me all these assets. I'm speaking to you, I still remember the Quran, I'm lying down and I'm sitting, I'm reading the Quran, I memorize the Quran. So I'm reading the Quran, Allah, if I didn't know how to read Quran, what could I do? Subhanallah. So you're praising Allah. Sometimes you're praising Ibadah, sometimes the body. And we think, oh, there's nothing. To the end, we'll have to speak the truth. Because this is something we have to do, isn't it? Oh, you've become so big and tall. You're not telling your problems to Allah. And we just say, oh, I'm a little bit of a fever. I've got to do dua. I'll be fine after that. No problem. So this is the last class, the sector, the category of the sabreen. The problems will come. Anbiya, Saliheen, Sadiqeen. They all came and they experienced problems and they didn't have less problems. But subhanAllah, they knew that if, for example, there's no muflisi or if the circumstances at home are not biased towards difficulty, but then we will want to listen to other people's affairs. We'll spend all day long on other people's affairs. But I've seen and the company of the wali of Allah, alhamdulillah, I stood and I sat close to the wali of Allah. And the platform, the step that I reached, whichever wali of Allah that I would reach to arrive to, I had the same story. And I will explain to you, if I show you the letters of my Hazrat, my Sheikh, that you won't have yaqeen. Because alhamdulillah, Hazrat had love with me and Hazrat would write to me and tell me his secrets and some things to conceal. So once Mufti Saab came from India and in front of him, subhanAllah, Hazrat's circumstances changed suddenly. This is the shan, the status of the wali of Allah. So when Hazrat realized that such a great personality has come from India, and here we say, how can this be a wali of Allah? This is a wali of Allah? Look him. We think that the wali of Allah will, beneath his feet there will be rivers flowing, and so that we can get the same word, my friends. If we want to become the friend of Allah, have we not read the hadith? Subhanallah. Somebody said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. The Rasulullah said, become ready for faqar fakha, for poverty. Poverty will run after you just like the water from the waterfall comes back after you. And we do sunnah amal for this reason, so that our business starts to improve, flourish, turnover improves. That's why we start to do dhikr. That we can become happy, so our affairs and transactions can increase, etc. But when we have the company of the wali of Allah, we say we want less transactions, better clarity in the practice, so that I can get to the doors of Jannah. So my brothers, this is such a great topic. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to practice upon this. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the daraja, the level of sabireen. This is a great amal. The first lesson is what? That the sabir of the highest position is what? The when Allah Ta'ala's hukam is coming and there's no tension at all. Except where Allah Ta'ala has said that no, you don't need to do this action. In that circumstance, Allah says that you can leave this action if you fit in this category. But if there's not lazim on you, it doesn't matter. If somebody's father comes and tells that person you can't do this, say no, I have to do this action because it's fard. Whatever happens, I have to do this action. That's it. Whatever goes, let it go. But my Rabb, his hukam, and his hukam is the greatest. And yes, except for, for example, if Shari says, okay, fine, you can do this action. That's it. And that, for example, then not to go back, no restriction of the world, no barrier. This is the hukum of my Mawla. We should run to the hukum of Mawla. And alhamdulillah, wherever we go, we'll see the title Sabir and the darajat of Iman will increase. So we all know how to do sajda, my friends, my brothers. We all know how to do tasbih, dhikr. We all know. We know how to recite the Quran, but this amal, very few people know, very few people. This amal, that from hundreds of thousands maybe, from 100,000 maybe one does this ibadah. So this is the ibadah we need to observe if we want to attain the nearness to Allah. And nowadays there's no place to go to Hajj. Even now the bookings have been made for Umrah, for Hajj, for Ramadan. Isn't it? Haji Saab, do you want to go? Okay, buy your ticket and give a deposit. Go there and eat. And sit in the hotel. What have you cooked today? Oh, make me some saag gosht, please. Oh, today I feel like having this dish. Oh, I hear that such a nice paratha is cooked there. Okay, let's have some tea and paratha in the morning. So for example, there are different options. Subhanallah. So this is the sabr ibadah that we need to do, not this ibadah. For example, we don't need to buy a ticket, don't need to go on any long journey. Subhanallah, and you will attain Jannah here. Here we will get the Kaaba and you will get Medina, both here. Both will be attained here. So the Sufi, this is his ibadah. The person who wants to clean his batin, that fasting, salah, this is our life. The question doesn't arise that the mu'min will ever leave these actions. The sabirin, how can he leave an action? This is the asal ibadah, the asal practice. So we don't go to see, when we go to the company of wali wala, what's his salah like, what's his dhikr like. That's their ruh, their life, their soul. That for example, oh, this person, he's a wali wala because he prays so slowly, there's a lot of dhikr, he's a wali wala. And he comes in the morning and he sits in the masjid, he's a wali wala. This is not the sign of wali wala. If you want to see a wali wala, that 5 or 6 days he's not eaten and he's got sabr on his face, on his tongues, Mawla, I've got your shukr, I'm doing your shukr upon your ni'mas. Great ni'mah. I've seen such a wali wala like this. Hair operation, here he's wearing a belt, I swear by Allah. And the belts are tied, and he's got a kidney operation, and his situation has gone downhill, and he sat down and he's writing. I said, Hazrat, what's the issue? He said, oh, and the same manner, the same style to apologize, and he stood up from his class and came. Imagine his circumstance. He was sat on a straw mat, and the fan is not working, and the Karachi severe heat, when it comes, the heat is severe. So I said, Hazrat, it has said, no problem, Allah Ta'ala's fadl, Allah's mercy. I'm sat down, and I said, while I was speaking to him, I said, Hazrat, yes. He said, yes, a little bit, it's just we're wearing our seat belts, and just sit down with ease and comfort, everything will be fine. I said, what is this? Who can do this ibadah? Has anyone got the courage to do this? Subhanallah. So I said, Hazrat, that you don't have a fan, it's severe heat, afternoon time, 1:30 p.m. I went, after Zohar Salah I went, severe heat. I said, Hazrat, I enjoyed sitting with you, that you don't have an air condition or fans there, and free of charge, you are inhaling the fragrance of Jannah. This is the truth, totally cool, and just like, mashallah, the fragrance and the breeze will come from Jannah. Allah Ta'ala said himself, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. So where the sabir sits, Allah says, I am there, I am present there, my ni'mas are there, present. So brothers, this ibadah we need to do so we enjoy ourselves. Don't do fake ibadah, fake actions. We say, I've done this, I've done that. No, inshallah, difficulties are nothing to attain Allah's nearness. We just need to pull ourselves together a little bit. If we make niyyah today, we pull ourselves together, then these four categories, wherever we come to, all of these we will take hold of the categories for sabr, so that when we stand before Qiyamah, such a great reward for this, that 50,000 years, there will be one day on the Day of Judgment, and there will be people waiting 50,000 years, 50,000 people. You can take the example from Pakistan, from different places. If you go and pay your electricity bill, it's afternoon time, it's June, and there's a line outside a queue. How long can you wait in that queue? Tell me. How long can you wait? If you go to apply for a visa, it's severe heat and you're stood. What is the hal at that time? Tell me. Half an hour for us to wait becomes such a big obstacle. Why? Because it's hot. Sometimes we will run around left and right because a person cannot sit still. Even if he's in the shade, he cannot wait because 50,000, 60,000 in the daytime. That subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says that this is the sahih hadith now we're listening to. Allah Ta'ala says that all of the Anbiya will give the answer. All of the Anbiya will answer that we cannot do nothing. Everybody running wild, tell me at that time. That will this day come or not? That today if I pass away, that day will come in front of me. It will come. Because it's just due to our heart, isn't it? Due to our heart. Oh, he had a heart attack and he's passed away. But this is the system we have, that's it, we have to implement it. So that time has come, the end time, the end point. So those people who stand at that time, who don't have an understanding, that heat and that ahum, today the guarantee is given by Allah, today you've become the sabir, without any hisab, I'll take you home. Subhanallah. So when I say cheap bargain, my friends. Tell me. So, if we want to become a sabir is very easy, I swear by Allah. Allah's orders are always continuously descending, or have already been sent. And if we got problems and difficulties on top of this, we're sinful, the doors of tawbah have just opened. Today we could have made the practice so that we understand what to do from it. That day that nobody will ask, nobody, no queue. That said, this person is sabir, and who can recognize you? Without hisab, the jamaat will go into paradise. Without hisab. Straight, they're going to Jannah. We ask, who are you? That there's no hisab. How comes you can go into paradise? And then the Durga will say that you're asking for the accounts, that these are such people, they have observed their responsibilities in the world, and the door of Jannah should be open for them. Subhanallah. And on the day of judgment, we'll have the Anbiya, they will do safarish for the customs. So is there no guarantee that we can implement this? So just do dua today. Pull ourselves together with courage. We wasted our young life. Now we're into the middle age zones, and that was a good age. We spend our time in games, and now we're old and there's an ejection here sometimes, etc. That how, for example, we have wasted our time in life. People who are young, they're sitting, who have courage, determination. Somebody's 45, 50 years. Suddenly they should pull themselves together. That, oh, I'm not going to step up towards the sins again after today. I will not do anything wrong. Doesn't matter what happens here. I observe this even though I've taken nothing. So, subhanAllah, these places that, for example, I've got haram on my balance, and for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's deen, that I understand Adif Salah, Allah says, my rahmah will never come to you. So where will my children come to help me? For whom I am willing to sacrifice everything. Allah says, no, after today become the sabir. That's it. Sabir. I will follow the hukam, the hakams of my Rabb. Whatever he says, I will do. Subhanallah. Like for example, as we have a little bit of iman, this is a choice that we say, oh, the dhikr is done by birds as well. Allah Ta'ala says, what kind of dhakir are you? And small ant start to fly, or the wasp, and it does the dhikr of Allah. We are sitting there till the Lord, we think we have struck the bullseyes. If we want to become the friends of Allah, then this is what we need to do. Ibadah bil batin we need to implement. Ibadah bil batin, not dahil, not apparent. Ibadah bil batin. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.